Texte numéro 63. Kenyan stargazer bringing astronomy to the people. It's 1:30 a.m. in Kenya's parched and sparsely populated north, and 50 people are lying on their backs on the shore of a dried-up river, staring at the night sky. Thousands of stars create a vast, glittering canvas with the ghostly glow of the Milky Way clearly visible. These stargazers have travelled 250 miles, 400 kilometres, overland from Nairobi to Samburu County to witness the Perseid meteor shower, a celestial event that happens every July and August. They are not disappointed. Every few minutes, arrows of light shoot across the sky like silent fireworks. The Star Safari is organised by a Kenyan astronomer, Susan Murabana, who has brought the Skywatcher Flex Tube, a 50-kilogram, 170-centimetre-long telescope, to allow the group to view Jupiter, Saturn, Mars and Venus, and deep-sky objects such as the Orion and Trifid nebulae, star clusters and galaxies such as Pinwheel and Andromeda. "There's something about the sky that makes you want to experience it with other people," says Murabana, who launched Star Safaris in 2021. But this is not the only way she's sharing her passion and knowledge. The proceeds from the £136 two-night trips, as well as monthly overnight excursions to the outskirts of Nairobi, fund the Travelling Telescope, a social enterprise set up by Murabana in 2014 that aims to educate remote communities and inspire a love of science and astronomy among young people, particularly girls. The challenge is that most children, especially in Kenya, have not had a chance to look through a telescope or visit a planetarium, and we are trying to change that. We hope these experiences can widen their views about the world and the opportunities beyond Kenya, says Murabana, who also runs Kids Space Camps in Nairobi. She estimates that she has shown the wonders of the night sky to 400,000 people since the launch of the travelling telescope. They primarily target schools in remote areas because of the quality of the night sky and because of her mission to give children an opportunity that she wishes had been available to her. "When I started this work, I didn't see people who looked like me. I was a lone ranger, and I wanted to change that," says Murabana. There is a common misconception in Kenya that astronomy, and science in general, is hard, boring, for the West, and only for boys, she adds. "I'd like to teach young girls that science is none of these things, and that they too can become astronomers like me." Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.